In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons don't cover everything, so I'm recording a few podcasts with extra detail. As you can probably hear, I have a bad cold and sore throat, so I apologise for my voice today. We're up to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. Here John brings up the issue of the Antichrist, something that has been much debated, the identity or identities much discussed over many hundreds of years. Who or what are these Antichrists? Many have seen a connection with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, where Paul tells the people that they shouldn't be deceived, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Is this the same person as the Antichrist or Antichrists mentioned in 1 John chapter 2? Very helpful bit of writing on this is from the book Hard Sayings of the Bible, and I'll quote a little bit. The more immediate parallel to this figure, in talking about the man of lawlessness, in early Christian thought is that of the Antichrist in John's epistles, a figure associated with the culmination of history, the phrase the last hour, who denies both God and Christ. That's in the passage we're looking at. Like the lawless one in Paul's letter, the Antichrist is a deceiver. Also in 2 John verse 7, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. And just as lawlessness is already at work prior to the historical revealing of the man of lawlessness, so the spirit of Antichrist is already at work prior to the personal incarnate form of that spirit. 1 John 4:3. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Are these terms of the man of lawlessness and the Antichrist synonymous? I don't think synonymous. It seems that Paul is thinking about somebody more specific, an individual, whereas John is writing about more than one Antichrist. These are the people who were members of the congregation in this context and yet left. They were former members. They used to be in attendance, but now had revealed themselves as not being true disciples because their recent actions have now exposed them as false brothers. They claimed to be Christians, yet ultimately drew people away to believe that Jesus wasn't God in the flesh. They claimed to be Christians and yet have not taken sin seriously. That's the overriding message of 1 John. And so these people have a spirit of Antichrist. It could mean against Christ or false Christ. This word only found in 1 and 2 John. The spirit of being against Christ is their point. And the way they are against Christ is in denying his deity, denying that he's God in the flesh, and denying that sin is significant ultimately. This is a denial of even why Jesus came. No wonder they're not really true Christians. The lesson for us, I think, is to be sure that we hold close to the teachings of Jesus, even when we don't like them or they're inconvenient. We must hold on to the whole of what and who Jesus is and the whole of what he taught, and not pick and choose the bits we like. Tomorrow we'll go on to chapter 2, verse 20. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.